March 14, 2024, session 1217 of these inner journeys through the Omega Communications Portal into that center of creation, a gathering space for you, helping you to access your true inner self connection. Lani welcoming you again into this receiving state. Are you with me? Have you closed your eyes? Have you slowed your breathing to a natural breathing rhythm and allowed your body to relax and your mind to be open? That's all that's required. So on your next breath in and out, naturally, just be with us all in the receiving state within the station of light. This beautiful expanded center of gathering energy and information for you. This is where we begin today. You are acknowledged, every one of you who has access into this field and into this way of receiving. I am known as Orem, representing, of course, the collective consciousness in that overlaying energy matrix field of support for you all, and, of course, of observation. Because in observation, from a higher perspective and higher viewpoint in the cosmic frequency pattern, it becomes visible the areas that are needed to be rebalanced or reactivated. In a similar fashion, observation of you shows up areas that need to be balanced or activated or eliminated in some way. So you are the cosmic intelligence system within the earth fabric of the creation of the earth system, the planetoid of earth. So indeed, you are the cosmic consciousness bringing in that wholeness of the cosmic energy frequency into the planetary system and into your locality, into your life cycle, and therefore into the reality that you are participating in and which you are creating. Therefore, it's important for you to connect to that cosmic frequency to create from that level and not from the level that has become disturbed or encroached into by other lesser forms of creativity. These exist. There are always the different experiences and the different creation scenario. So this is why when you create from your cosmic connection, you are restoring a great sense of balance. And this has to be through you individually. And as you become clearer and more aligned, you become more aware of the energy field within the cosmic intelligence system, which is where we are addressing you from and within, and you've been drawn into this in this gathering. It is always useful to have one particular focus for the information to come through. So this is why, as Orem, I am with you. I am facilitating the energy information for you to access. And I do this through the entity whose voice we are using It is a merging of systems, all many states of awareness merged into a coherent field, and it's from this coherent field that you are able to interpret on an individual basis what you are needing. In this sphere of communication, you are automatically attuned to your higher field consciousness. So maintain that link during the receptivity of you in this gathering space. Become aware now that there are streams of information that are received all around the planetary system. Remember, you are a receiver, and likewise, everyone who is receiving in to this cosmic field is a receiver, even if they are not directly receiving these individual connections and transmissions. If they are correctly aligned to their cosmic soul intelligence systems, it is the same information being received, being accessed, to be drawn in. What happens after that is a transforming of the original concept of the cosmic creation life force. It gets transformed into something that the receiver is able to comprehend, to initialize the creative systems within them. And then this is where that can be distorted in some way due to the overlaying influence that they might be receiving from other intrusive levels of consciousness. So again, we remind you to maintain your individual connection to your cosmic soul. We speak about inheritance in this context because you are inherently inheriting the cosmic influence above and throughout, but beyond what you might have inherited through the bloodline system and other systems which come into coherently merge with different aspects of your consciousness field. Some of that is a conscious connection, and the conscious connections you can make if you constantly review patterns in your family line. So you're reviewing constantly reaffirms thought patterns that might be passed on. Again, you see, you need to go beyond that, back to the initial inherited cosmic formation and the codes of the cosmic creative formation. You are cosmically intelligently receiving this in this transmission. Therefore, if you have been concerned about any matters that you may have thought about being genetically inherited or genetically modified in any way, when you switch your connection right back to the original cosmic source of creation of your soul and your consciousness field, there is an automatic uplifting, an automatic clearing or releasing of the other forms of matter or information that are not part of the cosmic field. So this is essentially the core information always for you to remember, to be aware that it is part of your consciousness field. And your soul is embracing this. Your soul has recognized this information because it is part of its inherited and inherent information or patterns or codes, the simple information of the cosmic intelligent field. You have received this in a conscious fashion. You may have been aware of this within your consciousness field. So this is putting it into a framework of words which you can connect into as the intelligent field. And as a consequence of this, your personal individual energy field is in a way strengthened, although that also implies something in your language that it may have been weak or lacking. That's not the intention that we are bringing forward using your language. We are just simply saying that as you are consciously aware of this inherent cosmic energy field, it naturally is a very enlightening aspect of your personal energy field beyond you, but perfectly in your central core intelligent field of you, your core energy essence, and that is what fills your energy field. So we understand that the conscious mind needs to understand this, and so it is. It is this encompassing of this cosmic field which you are responding to, and it comes directly through your individual connection, through the coherence of the soul as it exists in you now, with all aspects of every aspect of the soul, and back to the initialization of your soul cosmically, inherently in you. This is what you are receiving in this session. We withdraw now. Aurum out. So, Lani speaking again, as I center myself in my conscious awareness state. And while I do that, I'm still aware of being in that wonderful cosmic information field. And this is what we are all bringing in to life, activating this. So I'm sure this makes sense to you, and you may have to, of course, listen to it again, receive it again in some way. Even if you are reading it, you are listening to how you respond to it, the beauty, the joy. And oftentimes, beauty and joy brings up an emotional flow of, we call it tears, tears of joy. It's moving the energy throughout you, cleansing every aspect of you. And so It means you have fully immersed yourself in the beauty and the joy of the cosmic inheritance of you. So this is the session at this time. I want you now to become aware of your body and your natural breathing processes, and bring your attention and focus back to the present moment as we measure time and days and cycles and years. But you're the focal point of it in the present moment, clearly present. So this ends this session through the Omega Communications Portal. Thank you. Thank you. And if you want to say thank you, just visit the omegacommunications.co.nz website. Be fully present. Just reminding you to look around you. Perhaps see the difference in the energy field that you have around you. It's wonderful.